Log Talk Radio.
I like a hunter with a beam spec. She got a beast as a pet with a spear that can heal her back. And she don't like it too easy, so we burn her bows back. Yeah, that gear right there, now you need a good bow to match. Only you make it look good like that, and this girl be something like a vet, cause she's still with all the sauna. Stacking on agility, resilience in a problem. Play so smart, like she's smacking in survival. Like we gonna bees, but we only two, we two, that's how we do. Never switch a class, you be loyal to a tune. All the daddies that you do, yeah, help her get it done. Might have been a time when your gear was blue, but I got it all replaced in a couple of them runs. Runs, my hunter is a bad and a nice girl. Something like a Gemini type. You said them fans coming on too strong, G. And they follow you around like a kite. That's why you take no trades, cause Jamaica's okay, cause you rather farm what you like. That's why I give you applause. Gigi run everything, fuck them trolls.
I know things get hard, but girl, you got it, girl, you got it, there you go. Can't you tell how they be spamming messages in your window? All them trolls, you pay no mind. It must be hard to get online when all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time. It's just amazing, girl, and all I can say is I'm so bound to you. I'm so bound to you. I'm so bound to you.
Isn't bad that song kind of turns me on?
No, that song's kind of hot.
Is it? I'm so. Oh, hello. That song.
Hello, Miss Corey.
Why did that song turn me on?
Everything turns you on. Wind blows too hard, you've turned on. What you trying to say?
It was, you might be right. Anyway, so, it is March 28, 2013, and it's Thursday, which means it is time for our
Tweet!
It's time for our Russ, Raw, and Ready show, because you know
Yay!
Okay, yeah, that song turned me on. Anyway, so, I'm Snow White, and I hear an echo of myself, which is really strange. Does anybody hear an echo?
No.
Okay, maybe it's just me. Anyway, moving on. I'm Snow White. Apparently,
I can hear the echo a little bit, and I'm trying to figure out where it's from.
I have no idea. It's not from me. I don't have any of us open. I mean, obviously, never mind. That was a bad thought. Anyway.
Well, I thought maybe it was Twitch, but nope, I still hear it, so it's not Twitch.
It's not me.
Wait a minute.
It might be me.
Hold up. It stopped. Hello.
We're still here. We're all listening. Like, wait a minute.
I still hear it.
Oh, well, anyway, moving on. I'm Snow White. Apparently the wind blowing turns me on. I don't know. But we have Corey over there who gets turned on by the weirdest stuff, too. Do you really want me to go into what turns you on?
The smell of gasoline.
See? Weird.
Wow. Really?
Can you tell me, like, freshly mown grass did that, too?
No.
Who told me that? Somebody did, and I just thought it was the weirdest shit because I think that's a really bad smell. Anyway.
Not me.
No, I don't necessarily. I like the smell, but it does nothing for me sexually per se. But it's a nice smell. Not when it's freshly mown. Maybe an hour or two old.
Like it's dirty to me. I don't really like it. I like the smell of fresh, clean skin. You know, maybe just like the hint of. Okay, I'm turning myself on. Moving on. Here's Ginger.
That's a lot more rawr than she had this morning.
Yeah, I think because my mind off of things, which is very good. Thank you very much. Anyway, so there.
I'm all shut up. Locking up, throwing away the key.
I ain't saying nothing besides, oh, God, my throat hurts.
Ooh. Oh, there is juice. Hold up. There is juice came up from Women Gamers. Go ahead and finish intro on the show. Let me run this story down. We got to talk about this during the, it's. I think it's about what we're about to talk about. Give me a minute. Go ahead. Introduce.
Hey, what are you going to talk about?
Let me run it down.
Hey. All right. Listen. Damn. Okay. You guys are like wrangling cats. Anyway. So. If you actually want to call in and talk with us, I'll give you the number. You're welcome to, as long as you stay on topic, which. We don't really have a topic, but don't be asking us about what color panties we're wearing or what color toys we use.
What bra we be wearing? No.
Yeah, it's none of your business. That's for very special people only. Anyway, so our guest call-in number is 347-215-7977. I'll say it again. It's 347-215-7977. And I actually have something I want to say, the power of Twitter. I had a weakness. One day, and I really wanted some pasta, and I have none in the house because I'm trying to be healthy. Okay, that, and I'm poor. So, I had nothing in the house, so I ordered Domino's, right? And I ordered the Domino's, and I wanted, like, Alfredo sauce with some feta cheese and black olives and spinach, you know, because that just sounded really fucking good to me. And I got it in a bread bowl. It got to the door, and I went to go eat it and realized there's no sauce in my pasta. You heard me, people, and I'm bothered, apparently. There was no sauce in my pasta. I had dry noodles. I had feta cheese. And the spinach in the bread wasn't sauce. So I tweeted Domino's. I said, hey, Domino's, next time I order some pasta, I might get the sauce with it. Dry noodles are so not good. Lo and behold, they tweeted.
Why is your mic getting
as a going in and out. You got to move your mouth away from your phone.
Mike, what are you talking about?
Your mic was going in and out.
Oh, is it better now?
No.
Nope.
See, it's GLaDOS. Is that any better?
No, really, it sounds like somebody's just turning up your volume and lowering it.
Yeah,
up and down. It's crazy.
I might need a new headset.
Now, see, there, it's clear.
Is it better now?
Yeah.
Okay, that's because I'm holding the wire in a very particular way. I'll have to do this the whole show, so I can't move my hands. Anyway, so Domino's tweeted me back, and basically they got my information, and they're contacting the store, and the store's supposed to contact me and do something about it. So kudos, Domino's, for taking the first step. We'll see how your store does. If nothing else happens, you better believe I'll be talking about you online. Just so you know. Anyway, so
what am I trying to drag the link into the other window? That doesn't work.
Okay, I'm still trying to run this story down, ladies. This something a Women Gamers tweeted out a link, and I can't get it to load, so now I'm going to have to resort to just searching for it on Twitter. It's on Gamma Sutra. Oh, my God. Okay, let me, y'all keep it going.
What we got?
I'm not sure. Gosh, I love interactive podcasts, don't you?
I do, totally do.
Reactive, proactive, we all kinds of hot. You know what, this just might be my computer that didn't want to load the flipping page.
Huh. Well, give me a link and let me see if I find it.
Go to, let me give you this link. I'm going to copy and paste it.
Pasta!
What's wrong with your friend?
She is just very happy, apparently.
Yes, I am.
You know what?
That's a shiny link. I don't know if that's going to work at all.
Okay.
What the?
Actually, that might be the problem, is that they didn't give a full link. Women Gamers, if you have popped over to listen, can you guys please send us that link? And I can't get my Google pages to load.
You said it's up on Gamma Sutra?
Yeah, it's supposed to be on Gamma Sutra.
Gamma Sutra.
Yeah, that's not a full link, y'all. We need some more.
Yeah.
The tiny link.
Somebody left out some letters somewhere.
Wait a minute. It's add HTTP on the front of that there. I'm going to try to copy it again.
Gamma Sutra doesn't even want to open right now. So.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I don't know what
that
happened.
Always makes me go to a dirty place when you say that.
Gamma Sutra?
Yes.
That's exactly why they named it that. That's
what Gamma Matrix doesn't do that to you? Come on.
Well, no, that does too.
All right, both of those are spinning.
Yeah, okay, I thought it was... Oh, there is something afoot. I don't know what it is, but I am excited.
Just start and give us a rundown of what's going on. You're like, not as frothing at the mouth.
I know. So what have you heard? What have you... Hello, Jay.
Okay, here's what Women Gamers has up. They said that several IGDA leaders resigned from their post in protest over an IGDA co-sponsored party that alienated many, and I suspect that there was some strippage going on and some naked women. I don't know for sure. I don't want to, I don't know for sure, but I suspect that's what happened. And, ooh, that is so juicy if it did happen.
Wow, not good.
You done got me all going,
Gamma Sutra, why you no work?
Why you no work?
And a woman runs Gamma Sutra, by the way. We said that this morning, which incidentally happens to be a lot of what we're going to talk about. But we're going to get to that in a minute. We have to give you a little fluff before we get there, you know, some stuff that went on.
I got the fluff. Okay, I don't know what that was.
You seem to see the way I looked at my screen, like, really?
So what kind of fluff you got going? And where can I find those pictures?
What is wrong with the two of you?
Well, I have to pee.
I don't know. I can't even say that I've got pent-up frustration anymore. I'm just,
You know what? Just don't even go there, okay?
Me next.
I will come through this phone line. Actually, I won't come. I will.
Well, Gamma Sutra's trying to load. Trying, man, I don't know what's going on over there,
something happened. It's juicy. Oh, my God.
Let me in.
Tell us, for God's sake.
We don't know. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. They tweeted this out just as you were doing the intro, because I follow women gamers as well. You should, too. They were around long before we came along, and then they ended up leaving a couple of years ago, but they maintained their Twitter account, and I follow them because they tend to share things that pertain to women gamers. So I don't know what happened.
I don't know. I can't wait to find out, though.
Jay's in chat going, yep, it's Thursday night.
Wait a minute. I got something else.
All right.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Oh, wait. Oh, I can't. Oh, this is going to be so good. Oh, you're all, get your pen ready. Okay. You're all, get ready. Okay. Brenda Romero, who we talked about this morning, who is due to come by here after they left GDC,
mm-hmm.
has announced on her Twitter she officially resigned as co-chair of the IGDA Women in Games, SIG, effective immediately. Now, according to The Escapist, the uproar erupted in the wake of last night's IGDA developers party at the GDC, which had... I told y'all it was some women involved. Several female dancers in skimpy outfits.
Are you? Wait.
Wait. Back up. All right. Now, this was an after party. What happened? Tell us.
It's an IGDA party. Now, those of you who don't know what the IGDA is, it's the International Game Developers Association. I used to back them heavily back in the day, and I stopped doing that because I noticed they were really biased against women, and I didn't feel any need to even make a big deal about it. Y'all know how I am. When I'm through with you, I'm through with you. I don't got nothing else to say to you. I don't need to.
Peace out, bitch, and you're gone.
Wow.
So, anyway, let me get you some quotes. Let me crack my knuckles. Okay. As we told you, if you listened to the news this morning, we were telling you women were repping hard at GDC this year, talking about, you know, past, present, future gaming, women being in video game characters, women as developers, and, you know, how the industry has to change. And it was different. The talks were different than it has been before.
Mm-hmm.
I was really moved reading some of the quotes and the panels. Wish I could have been there. Of course, I'm militant, so I would have stood up, you know, with the whole fist in the air thing to my, you know, or my G in the air to my, that's right. Yeah, so good thing I wasn't there, but ooh, good thing I wasn't here for this. So they're saying the backlash was immediate and furious. Board member Darius Kazemi, whose term at the IGDA was scheduled to end in just 3 days, resigned rather than waiting it out. The Women in Games Boston group withdrew its IGDA support.
Ooh.
And, of course, the most high-profile one is Brenda Romero, who is a personal friend of us here, although these girls here haven't met her yet, but was going to come by after GDC, or at least let you all interview her if she had, you know, depending on how time went out. So she quit. Gone. She's out.
Damn. That must have been some skimpy ass outfits and some lewd behavior going on.
Okay, and wait, and this is what Brenda's quoted as saying. She says, I went home last night to work on my Friday GDC talk, feeling super uplifted by the turnout and support for the number one reason to be panel that we told you about earlier today. Romero said to Polygon, referencing an IGDA panel discussion about the many challenges faced by women in the industry. She says, I woke up to DMs, texts, and links to news of the IGDA party. It saddens me. I've been a longtime supporter of the IGDA. However, my silence would have been complicity. I had no choice. And just hours after panel, they did this. Just hours later. Ooh. Y'all know they have the parties right after. She says, given the drive for equality and the elimination of discrimination in the industry, a very righteous drive, mind, it's amazing that something like this was allowed to happen. Regardless of how you feel about it personally, the optics are so obvious. This is from the guys at The Escapist, whom I also love. I love you, Chris. It's awful that it's absolutely mind-boggling that nobody involved in the decision-making progress put the brakes on this whole thing. It's a remarkable failure of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
IGDA has not said anything yet. Oh, I'm sorry. Kate Edwards released the following statement. She's the IGDA executive director. She released this statement. She says, as many of you know, the IGDA was co-presenter of the Yeti Zen Party Tuesday evening. We recognize that some of the performers' costumes at the party were inappropriate, and also some of the activities they performed were not what we expected or approved. We regret that the IGDA was involved in the situation. We do not condone activities that objectify or demean women or any other group of people.
No, I'm sorry. All right, so who
They did.
Okay,
yes,
no, no, no.
They knew.
No, 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 no.
They knew.
Yes. Thank you.
What was
going to
happen?
That's called backpedaling. That's called, oh, shit, we stepped in it. I'm going to backpedal some and try to cover our asses. Too late. If you didn't, okay, here's the thing. If you did not do your research into these performers in the first place to know exactly what they did when they did perform, that's on you. That's not on anyone else. If you were not there to pull the fucking plug when you saw them in these outfits, no one stopped them from what I'm gathering, okay? They were allowed to do this, to perform like this. If you really were that adamant about not personifying women as being sexual objects in this way, you would have been like, all right, hold up, bitches, out. Okay, that's what you'd been like. You let it happen. It kept going all night, and it was enough to make all of these people be like, he's out, I'm leaving. That is on you. You did not do your research. You did not stop it when it was happening, and now you're trying to say, oh, well, we didn't know. No, no, you knew. You didn't do shit to stop it.
I don't even know where to begin with this one. Okay, I love the juice, by the way. I love a good juicy story that we can break live to you. You can't do this anywhere else. Those of you who, I'm sorry, you pre-record your podcast, you can't do this. Sorry.
That's right.
We may not
be, you know, on topic all the damn time, but damn, we're awesome.
Okay, yeah, I just can't imagine. I mean, because somebody hired this. Somebody okayed this.
Well, here, as gosh, where do you go with this one? Okay, so I've been a member of IGDA, I think, since 2005, and I haven't been to their forums, anything like that. At one point, I think they were offering this whole scholarship for women. And it was so – the details were so difficult to get a hold of then. I think I found that since I moved here, and I looked at it and I said, you know, this is still confusing. I never could get an answer out of anybody as, you know, how do I get this money? And so the attitudes there seems like it just kind of floated on. I know a lot of the people have left. Jason, I can't remember his name, Rocca, De La Rocca, whatever, was there when I was frequenting there, and he ended up leaving. And we do have a woman, as you just heard, who is the executive director. What I think happens is the opposite of what we were talking about last week. Remember, we have a girl who was so upset over something small that happened that had nothing to do with her, and then we have the women that are in a position of power, and it does never occurs to them that they're a woman in a position of power. And these things like this is when you should have come, you should have been the one walking around the party going, what the fuck is this?
Exactly.
Get them out of here now. We just did a panel. We just did a panel trying to empower women and get more women in the industry. And it did so well. And then you bring this in here. Kate, where were you during the party? I'm daring to say that if it had gotten back to all these people that have quit, if it had gotten back to them that you had went off that way, they would still be members of the IGDA.
Fact that nothing was done that's pissing people off.
Yeah, you let them stay at the party. There's pictures. There's – oh, man. See, this is – IGDA, bye-bye. It was nice knowing you.
Yeah, right. This is not good. Yeah, I was looking to see if I could find anything about this.
Pictures would be good.
You know, yeah, ooh, okay,
you know what?
I'm going to
do that. IGDA.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Party pictures.
Party pictures.
2013.
Here's the thing, okay? You said that women in power don't remember that they are women in power. I understand where they're coming from and that they just want to think, well, I don't want to be known as a woman in power. I want to be known as a person in power. Honey, that's an awesome idea, but we're not there yet, okay? We're still fighting to get to the point where what's between our thighs makes no difference in anybody's mind, or what's on our chest makes no difference in anybody's mind. You doing shit like this is putting us 10 steps back from where we are. You need to stand up for our rights.
Story.
You need to stand up for women. You need to be in the party going, as Corey said, what the fuck?
You know,
I may even have video.
Ooh. Delicious.
Do it, girl.
Find this.
Delicious.
Hold on.
While she's talking,
on.
Let me reference one of my favorite movie characters, and based on a real person. Y'all hear me talk about her all the time. It's Anna Wintour that runs Vogue.
Yep.
And the character, The Devil Wears Prada, is based off of her. Now, movie is hilarious, great, love the clothes. That is not what it's about for me, anyway. I look at the character that Meryl Streep plays and that she's based off of Anna Wintour and how much power this woman wielded and that she understood, yes, they're going to view you differently because you're a woman in power. And yes, you do maybe have to conduct yourself like, you know, I'm just in power, but you also have to give love to your fellow women in a way. Anna Wintour, as did the character in the movie, has women around her all the time. There's lots of guys in fashion. But you best believe when Anna Wintour says jump, Valentino's asking how high. Jason, John, whatever the guy with the Chu name, he's asking how high. They're all
Jimmy Chu.
He's asking how high. They all are. And believe you me, the first thing out of their mouth is not she's a woman. They're like, Anna Wintour called. I'm in trouble. But she still makes sure she surrounds herself with women. I have not necessarily, and this was actually kind of the topic that they touched on in a panel we were talking about earlier today, is that a lot of women, they manage to get themselves in a position where they can be helpful. And I'm not saying hand out freebies. I'm saying sometimes if you work at the company that made Tomb Raider, why don't you go and seek out? There's tons of people like us. We're probably, ironically, we're not even super high profile, but we're probably one of the better known female podcasts around. Mm-hmm. But there's tons of us out here that would love for somebody to come to us and say, we're doing Lara Croft and we're going to do it up big. We want you to be a part of it. And yes, it has to do with the fact that you're a woman, and we really want to draw the woman audience in because this whole boys club mentality is not working for you all. Do you see what happens when you have naked women show up at a party? The women we're not getting pissed off and saying, you know what? I have a little power. Brenda Romero is a very powerful woman. I do have a little power. How about this? How about this, bitch? I fucking quit. How about that? And I'm going to tell everybody I quit. And everybody knows me. What? I like, and that's how you wield your power. And she didn't say because I'm a woman. It's just, you know what? I don't like what you did. I'm a little bit offended. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Am I being challenged here in the Skype? You got the number. Call on in.
Wait, who's challenging you?
I'm not going to say his name.
Okay, let me go ahead and give out the number again. You can call in and you can deal with all of us. How about that? The number to call
in. No, he's our friend. I'm just giving him a hard time.
I was about to go off. The number to call in, just in case, is 347-215-7977. I'll say it again and I'll say it slow. 347 215-7977. And if you really want to call in and talk about this, be ready to deal with three angry women. Just saying.
I'm angry. IGDA is such a very prominent presence in the community. I'm very disappointed in them. And Kate, I don't want to be coming down on you. I don't know what you were thinking. I don't know if you were there, but I'm hoping that you were not there and that you.
Hey, Corey.
Right. I've got some pictures. I couldn't find the video.
Oh, is he?
We have a call. That's right. You bring him on.
661-748. You're live on Gamer Girls Radio.
Hey, girls. How you doing?
Oh my God.
Hi there.
We're great.
This is who I think it is.
It is who you think it is.
Oh, my God.
Who is this?
This is Joe Lieberman.
Yes, that's Lieberman there, calling in to cause trouble.
Calling in to defend the rights of women to dress up in skimpy clothes and dance around the stage.
Oh, my God.
How dare you try to leave these poor, beautiful, well-breasted women destitute?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, up on Twitch right now, I have a picture of one of these poor, beautiful, big-breasted women. Shaking her ass, and
I'm not mad at her. I'm again, IGDA, you have to exercise better judgment nowadays.
Okay, now, Joe, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I am all for women in skimpy outfits with nice boobs, okay? I love it. I love me some girls and nice bodies.
Skimpy outfits and boobs myself.
Right? I have very nice boobies, and I wear skimpy outfits sometimes. There's nothing wrong with that. The point is, that was not the venue to put that on display.
Especially not after today. Today was such a...
And there's another picture of more girls dancing skimpily.
Girl, are you putting...
Wait, what were we saying, Joe?
They are up on Twitch.
Oh, boy.
Did we say, oh, boy?
I tried to warn you. We're angry. Go ahead.
I was saying that GDC has changed, and, you know, maybe this is your wake-up call. I stopped going there a couple of years ago. because GDC became more and more like E3, even though, you know, E3 is supposedly an industry conference also, although use that with a grain of salt. Over the years, it's just become more and more like that. So why does this shock you that, you know, they're going for a little bit of sizzle over steak?
I haven't seen this at GDC, at least not – I don't go to the one out that way. I go to the one in Texas because, you know, of course, I love to support my state. And I have never seen this at a GDC in Texas. I mean, never.
GDC Texas is much smaller. It's much more focused on the professional side.
Yeah, it was nice. I actually enjoyed myself. I got me lots of goodies and stuff I came home with, developer goodies. So this is shocking to me. I'm like, what the hell? Is it because it's on the West Coast? Do they just feel like they have to?
Yes. I think the main thing for me was the timing of it, especially. I mean, I don't like the fact that it happened, but it was the timing of it where they did it on the same day where they had a panel with females. Yes, and it was supposed to be all about empowering females, and then it's like a slap in the face, like a big, like, oh, fuck you. I mean, you know, put these females up on stage and have them dance around in skimpy outfits, even though we just talked about this hours ago. That's what it was to me. It's disrespectful. It's a slap in the face. And again, I love me some girls in skimpy outfits. Don't get me wrong. I will be the first to be like, damn. But this is not the venue.
Okay, Joe, you got to go, baby. We got more calls.
Bye-bye.
You're very nice, Joe. Thank you for calling in.
I love him. He's my new
sweet
buddy.
Sweet. I could hang out with him, I think. He has a nice voice. Okay.
Mm-mm, that's my friend. What? You can't have my Joe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's my friend. You can't have my Joe. 313-506, you're live on Game Girls Radio.
Yo, hello.
Hello. Who is this?
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Hector.
Hello, Hector.
Hey. How you doing?
Okay. I'm doing good, girl. I'm doing better now that I'm talking to y'all, you know.
Hester, did you just want to call in and troll us, or did you have a comment?
No, I got a comment. What are we commenting on?
Oh, my God.
Are you not even watching the show? You're so fired. If I had a cannon, I'd stuff you in it right about now.
But I love y'all.
Well, we love you, too, but you should be listening to the show. We love you more if you're listening.
We're coming on strippers.
Basically.
Hector, you're going back on mute until you sit in the corner until you know what you're supposed to be doing, okay? All right. 254-251, you're back on Game Girls.
Apparently, they were not exactly strippers. They were pole
dancers. You let me deep.
Nope, I can't see it with my magnifying glass. Anyway.
If we had one, maybe we would. I'm just saying.
Stop tucking it between your legs.
You know what's dumb to call in here and we can see your phone number? I should call you back.
No, I'm seriously.
Give it to me. Oh, Rickroll. Give it to me. Rickroll. Give it.
No, we're not going to win.
We are going to. Come on. Come on. Let me Rickroll him. Come on.
Hey, Ginger, if you think that if we can't find out your phone number, if you hang up really quickly, think again. He was
sitting there for a while. I got your phone number. I just said it to him. Anyway.
You know, but also, I just.
You know what's better is we've got their telephone number and we have Google. We can tell who they are and where they are.
Yeah. Honey, you're fucking with the wrong girls. Let me just go ahead and tell you. And let me just go ahead and thank you for calling in because you help us. When you call.
Thank you for the ratings. Wow.
So, thank you so much. We really love that. We do.
What's the number again? The number is 347-215-7977.
Yes, ma'am. And you are free to call in if you want. We don't mind.
As much as you like.
As much as you like. We have another one, but I think it's one of the same ones.
Oh, wait. Is it him again? Oh, that is him. He called back. Oh, see, now I have to get you into your phone number.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Come on. I got my prank service up. Come on, give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. It won't even give him my telephone number. I can spoof my number. Come on.
Ginger, that might be the first troll, not the second.
Okay, I'll Rickroll either one.
There you go. I gave it to her. All right. You called 251. You're there. Now you're going to hold the phone. Hands above the waist there. Hands above the waist.
I know you like our voices. We are getting trolled tonight. What is going on?
That's the intention. We're going to call him back in a minute. Okay, 570-459. You're live on TDR.
It's the same one.
Is it? No, that's a different one. That's Hector, isn't it?
No, it's different.
Is he really coughing?
Are you
right?
You're going on mute. I can't deal with that. Okay, let's call this other one back.
No, I think he real, honestly. I think the one coughing might be real.
Oh, wait. Oh, let's call him. Let's call him. He's,
no,
calling
he's back.
In.
He's calling in.
Okay, he's calling in again. Dude, you know we got your phone number, right?
Seriously, we could tell everyone what your phone number is.
I'm about to call him just so I can prove to him we have his phone number. Apparently,
actually, try the 570 again. I think he might be legit. He was coughing.
Oh, he hung up. Go ahead and you pick him up. And then right after, we're going to call this guy.
Okay, 570-459. Hi, are you a troll or you got something to say?
I got something to say.
What's that?
Boy.
Pretty much, I think, you know, what they did, you know, it wasn't right, but everyone's got to make money somehow.
Oh, no, I agree.
Yeah, but see, but that's not the deal. These girls didn't go here exactly just to make money. The deal is somebody hired them. Then IGDA, somebody, whoever was the coordinator for the entertainment for the night, hired these chicks, knowing that they were going to be exotic dancers for a game developers conference where they knew there were going to be women, especially where they knew there were going to be panels trying to empower these women there.
Mm-hmm. And again, let me go ahead and say again, we see nothing wrong with girls doing what they need to do to make money. As long as you respect yourself and your body, put your thing down. Do what you got to do. The point is, this was not the venue to hold this in. It was disrespectful to the fact that they held a panel earlier in the day talking about this very thing. That's what we're talking about. It's not the fact that what the girls are doing. If you got the body, you got the looks, and this is what you want to do to make your money, as long as you respect yourself, do what you got to do. I got nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. It's the fact of when it was done, how it was presented, and the fact that no one stood up to go, what the fuck? What is going on here?
All right. Thank you. They're lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's call this other one back because I got to call him. I feel like messing.
Shit.
Oh, come on now. You got to answer.
I'm going to answer.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 254251 8.
Okay. Oh, that was fun. Okay. Anyway, guys, don't call in here to troll. We got your number. Just so you know.
We will call you back.
Come on, call you at 4 o'clock in the morning just because I can.
anyway, yeah.
You know I'm going to be.
Oh, we're all going to be calling
back
you.
On topic. Let me go bring us back on topic. I do want to say again, just so everybody's aware, we're not saying that the girls were at fault.
No, never.
No. They're doing their job. They're doing what they were hired to do. The fact is, someone hired them to be at this venue. That's what the problem is. It's not what they're doing. It's that the fact that someone hired them to be there when it was supposed to be on the same day as when they were supposed to be empowering women. That's what's going on.
I will put it this way. I look at strippers or dancers of any kind. They're entertainers.
Yes.
They have men that, you know, take off their shirts. Hell, there's some singers that take off their shirt, rappers that take off their clothes on stage.
Very happy to see that, let me tell you.
Justin Timberlake rips people's clothes off on stage, apparently, and don't get in trouble. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, the Super Bowl debacle. Go ahead.
Yes, that he didn't get blamed for it, Janet Jackson did, because it was her boob. That's another one.
This person's here in Texas.
Mm. Oh, you are so in trouble. You have messed up.
Oh, shit. Mm.
You don't mess with geek chicks, you know?
Telephone number at that, huh?
You didn't know? Geek chicks. But the problem, as Snow keeps reiterating, is you had this was a really good day, I felt like, this morning when we were doing the news. We had a congressman's wife who backed us. And I tweeted out her name earlier today. She has a really odd name. I was trying to make a point to remember it. And I'm going to have to go back through our tweets to find it. Now you know what all I'm finding is Jay's drunk tweets. Jay, don't tweet when you're drunk. Don't do it, Jay. Don't do it. Where is her name? And I didn't want to talk about her husband. I wanted to talk about her. Sybil Newsom, that's her name. Sybil Newsom, who's a congressman's wife, who also went to GDC and said, you know, tech really has to start embracing women more. We need more women coders. We need more little girls in, you know, the math, science. You know, we need more of this. And, you know, the industry has got to start embracing women more. And then this happens. And, again, it is not the girls. I understand that boys will be boys. This is still a professional venue. You're still around professionals.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, I've told Ginger the stories, and I've told some of you some hints of stories. I'm not going to say who, But I have been at parties with some of my fellow female gamers who get a little unruly. You know, they're dancing on the table, doing stuff. And you know what I kindly do is step to the left,
Yes.
out of the frame of a picture, because it's still a professional venue. Now, if we're alone in the hotel room and everybody's being silly, that's a whole different thing. But at a party, you do have a certain decorum you should maintain, because you don't know who's watching. And especially in this day and age where social media, you know, we had somebody lost their job last week. They weren't really doing anything but having a conversation with somebody next to them. And their picture got taken, and they lost their job. So you have to be very careful in this day and age what you do, because this is not even America. This is, as a society, as social media goes, you are guilty until you're proven mm-hmm. innocent. It could be. Kate could be telling the complete truth, you know, that we didn't know that they were going to do this. They showed up, they started dancing, and it got out of hand. We had no idea. That could be true, but nobody's going to believe it at this point.
Nope. It really does sound like you're just trying to backpedal your way out of the shit. That's what it sounds
exactly.
like.
Exactly. Sorry, I'm still trying to find that.
She's still trying.
I've got a roundabout.
That's our subplot for the show.
Clean.
We got a subplot of the show going on. We're talking about women, and then we're tracking down a troll. You must be made an example of, lowly minion.
Well, don't worry, he will be. Now, I was going to say something else, but I totally forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. Now, talking about professional venues, I remember with Corey when we went to that one. Was it Need for Speed demo? Was that it?
Yep.
Okay. We went to the Need for Speed demo, and even though we both had a drink, it was one drink. Neither mm-hmm. one of us was drunk. Neither one of us was doing anything stupid. Neither one of us was, you know, acting all crazy, because it's a professional venue. But when Corey and I go out at a personal, we get crazy as hell.
Yeah.
And that's the way it should be. Personal and professional should never mix when you're out in public like that, guys. Okay?
Nope.
Because somebody is going to take a picture and your ass is going to be all over the interweb, especially internet.
The internet.
The interwebs. Especially nowadays when everybody has these damn smartphones and access to Twitter on their phones and Facebook and all this other stuff. Before you can even finish that little table dance you were doing, or before you can finish that slurring racial, you know, bigot, whatever, sexist
anybody
thing
who has
you're
to
saying,
use sex or race in an argument should just
yeah, I agree.
Drown
before
themselves.
You can finish saying that speech, it's already on the internet, and you're already being dogged by at least 1,000 people.
And it could be that it might be completely out of context. Is
yes,
it?
Exactly. That's why you have to be so careful. If you're at a professional venue, be a professional. Seriously.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it'd be that much to ask, but apparently it is.
This is one of those moments where I have to pause and just shake my head. I can't believe that this happened. Right? It was good that it happened right at the top of the show, mind you. But, because it was really good for us. Yay! What?
I have to ask. I mean, if it had been, you know, say the, looking at the picture, the stripman. Woo! Hitman Absolution, had it been the stripper saints. Yeah, well, the stripper saints. The
stripper
nuns. Had it been the nuns, girls dressed up as the nuns, would we care as much?
If Hitman was there.
It depends on how they're acting. Yes, exactly. If they not only represented the females in the game, but the male as well,
They could have shown up with him, you know, with Hitman, and then, you know, them dressed up as the nuns with the guns.
Oh, God, yeah. Ooh, see, he come out on stage, and the nuns come out after him, and, you know, whole dance number thing, and the nuns
yeah, they
there.
Yeah,
they could
have, yeah.
Oh,
you know what?
God, that came in hot.
You know what I think is messed up? We have so many people in the industry. Some of you men out there, you are brilliant, okay? Some of our male game developers are brilliant, and you have become so short-sighted and narrow-minded and so focused on one thing. It is, I'm going to create Halo again, and I'm going to make sure at my party that I have naked girls. You couldn't come up with a better thing. You couldn't say, you know what, let's do something crazy. Let's have people, you know, that are mixed in with the crowd, and they get up and start singing the theme to Zelda or something. That is funny, and it's geeky, and it's not offensive.
Yeah. I would laugh my ass off.
Yes, I would crack up laughing. Or even, you could have even, and I don't know what this company does, but when I look at the girls, they don't bring anything about gaming to mind. Hell, if you had to have strippers, at least have them dressed up like game characters. At least make it talk like, give me something I can say, I don't really like strippers, but that's cute that there's Princess Peach and she got on. Yeah, okay, go ahead. You know, but you can't come from the angle of, well, you know, we've been doing it all these years and nobody was offended. You know what? Facebook didn't exist 20 years ago either. Mm-hmm. Things change.
You know, and I could go through, I'm not going to say this, but I could go through a number of things that was done for years and nobody seemed offended. And nowadays, if anybody did it, they'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Hell, it's slavery. It's it
Thank
was okay
you.
To sell women as property.
I wasn't going to go there.
It was okay to sell women as property. Hell, as few as 1975, it was still okay to lynch people of any race. So, for no reason at all, just because you felt like it, that was legal.
Wow, that's ridiculous.
Mm. So, this right here is ridiculous in an industry that's pizza.
I'm hungry. Don't eat. I'm hungry.
Baby Nature explained it to me. What was I supposed to do? Tell him no.
Okay.
Your Tante Snow said I can't eat it.
Don't say that. She's so cute. Okay, anyway.
I want pizza. Did you bring enough for the...
Did you bring enough for the class? Why, yes, I did.
Yay! Now, where's mine?
Right? Where's mine? Damn it.
It won't take her a while to walk there, so y'all just be patient. She's on her way. She's even holding it over her shoulder like it's a pizza, because that's how she brought it to me.
Wow.
That's cute.
You ordered 2 slices, ma'am.
I just want my pasta to have sauce on it, Domino's. Okay.
They're going to take care of
you. Shame on you, Domino's.
Oh, wait. I think I got somebody said something back to us.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, they didn't. I tweeted, I said, never, ever troll a show where the girls are geeks and we have caller ID.
Then I'm fucked up.
You don't know how much you fucked up. I'm not even joking. 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm when you pick up the phone, I'm going to be like, you like my dick. You got to change your number, dude. It's over for you. Change your number.
You almost got blasted on the air. If we were not nice, your number would have been all
been out there. Yes. Okay. Now, other things that did go on aside from this, because this it didn't just happen, but we just got wind of it thanks to Women Gamers. There was quite a few nice things that went on. The one reason to be panel. Lee Alexander was talking about how she wanted to be. She's also Gamma Sutra editor at large. Why your site no work, Lee? did Anonymous get involved and they're mad at you? I don't know what happened. I don't know what's going down. We want to know. But she was saying the biggest challenge in particular that women have in the industry is there's too many booth babes at E3. She's we're part of a system. If more people were simply willing to be human and patient instead of righteous, we would have a healthier working culture. It's not about policing the displays of sexuality. To me, the question is this a positive female character or a heroic female character? And I said that this morning and wanted to bring it up again tonight so I could find out what my two cohorts think about that statement. What do you think?
I would have to agree. Again, as long as the woman who is stripping or doing whatever, as long as she is to the point where she respects herself and she is not forced into doing this, as long as it's her choice and she respects herself, she takes care of herself while she's doing this, I have nothing against stripping, against anything, as long as you are woman enough to take care of your business, I see nothing wrong with it. And I have to agree, though, there is a time and a place for everything. If you are at a conference, if you're at somewhere, you want to promote strong female characters, you want to promote positive female influences, instead of putting scantily clad women on a table and having them dance. There's a time and a place for everything. Again, that was not the time nor the place. That was like the worst ever.
Oh, I found a video.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh, run it.
Oh, here we go.
Man, roll it.
I told you I was going to find it.
Roll it.
Getting it up. Trying to get it up right now. Come on.
Rolling.
Trying. Okay, I got it. The software capture. No.
What are you doing?
That's what I want. Software capture. All right. Going back.
Oh, so they were full-on strippers with the pole and everything.
Oh,
are you
my God.
Serious?
And they're actually
snapping
pictures.
Totally serious.
Okay, girl's got mad skills, let me tell you. She's very
she
good.
Does.
She's got mad skills, but goddamn, that is not the time and place for that at all. She got a nice butt, too. But that is not the time and place for this. At
work, girl,
all.
Work.
Work it, honey. God damn.
I mean, she's hot, don't get me wrong. It's something else. Yeah, I might have been okay with this. And maybe at, you know, some other company's after party. I might not be so upset.
Do you know what? The only company that I would expect to see this at their party, GTA.
Yes.
They have a
yes.
stripper game.
Yes.
They have a mini game in the game. Yes, they can have strippers at their after party. They can have naked girls because it's part of the game mythos. It is.
Yes, it really is. And it would be awesome if somebody would have an after party in the theme of their game. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Why don't they do that? This has nothing to do with IGA, though. This is a developer conference. It has absolutely no place there at all. I can't see where it fits in other than you all just wanted to look at some girls.
Yeah.
If that's the case, hire them and have them come to your room later. Girl, bring your pole. You're going to dance in my room after we get from the IGDA
and
party.
Someone in the Twitch chat room said that chick in the front was cheering them on. Honey, when I'm at a strip club, I'm in the front putting dollar bills. Hey, you're...
I do, too. And I'm not great. I'm just like, girl, she's working. She's there to get dollars. I'm paying her.
Yeah, like,
not everybody there is going to realize. I mean, because while this is GDC, it's supposed to be just developers. All that kind of stuff. It's the same thing as E3. Not everybody there is going to be just the developers because this has become a big...
That's true. Media.
Fuck.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's no longer really considered a professional venue. It's just considered a big fucking party, and that's not really what it needs to be. It needs to go back to focusing on actual professionalism in games. Yes, you can be professional and still have a good time. You don't have to be all stuffy. There are ways you can do that. Like we said, have an after party in the theme of your game. You want to have 60 women there? Okay, have it in the theme of your game. Figure that out. And if they can act in character and be sexy at the same time, that is fucking awesome.
Exactly.
I always mention, and this girl is from E3 from like circa 2004, 2005, who was dressed up like Blood Rain. It was sexy, but whoever hired her told her, you better act like Blood Rain all day, and she did. Every person that interviewed her would be like, what's your name, sweetie? Sweetie. My name is not Sweetie. My name is Blood Rain. And I am the biggest, badass vampire there ever was. You dare call me Sweetie? You know, and that's what I want to see. You may think it's geeky or whatever, and you may run away from the booth, but you never forget her. I have not forgotten her. I can remember her out of the millions of booth babes I saw when I was there. And the only other ones that stick out is because they irritated me. Remember when Age of Conan was coming out?
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I went there looking for Conan because they had the big chair, and I was like, I can sit on Conan's lap. I want to do that and take a picture. That's what they were doing. But they had the guy sit in the chair, and then the girls would stand around him and take the picture. And I'm like, what fucking idiot didn't think to bring a muscle-bound guy so that the girls could sit in his lap?
If you're gonna have booth babes,
wow.
Then you need to have booth babes for women, too.
There
okay?
was no Conan there. I was ready. I came and got in line. I was like, this is the Age of Conan line. And I was like, oh, they're taking pictures. And I was like, well, where's Conan? They were like, Conan? There's no Conan. I was like, the guys are Conan. I see them sitting in the chair. I was like, there's no Conan? I can't sit in the lap?
See, and this is the thing that irritates me most about booth babes. Yes, they're scantily clad. You know, that's fine. Whatever. The fact is, the majority, and I say the majority because not all of them are like this, the majority have no idea of the game that they're trying to promote. They have no clue.
They did a reality show, if you all don't know, or a documentary on booth babes, and a lot of them, guys, they don't like you, geek guys.
No.
They think you're stupid.
Yes.
Whereas if they actually went and got girls that played games and said, you know, we're going to pay you an absorbent amount of money. You're going to be dressed up, and people are probably going to hit on you, but we want you to talk about the game with, you know, some, you know, education, you know, educate them on the game, would be different. These girls don't like you. They don't want you touching them. They don't like posing the pictures with you. It annoys them.
All they want to do is go there, get the money, and leave. They don't give a damn about you or the game.
Now, here's a company that I did not expect to do this, Duke Nukem. When Duke Nukem was coming out, when I was at PAX, Duke was not there, but some of the other characters from the game were. I took pictures with them. One of them was a muscle-bound guy who was holding me up, you know. And I was like, this is cool.
That's awesome.
And they had girls there for the guys.
For birth control.
Yes. And that's why we don't come down so hard on Duke Nukem, because the guy there at first when I walked up, he was very annoying. He's one of those, you know, you expect to be used car salesman back from the 70s.
And when he started talking,
he was very eloquent. And then when he started talking, you know, after we got done with the interview, he got very loud. And then, yeah, we got Corey over here. We got Game of Nature. Game of Nature is going to take a picture with Duke Nukem. And then the guy, and I was like, okay.
Where is it? All right.
Thank you. Say my like me. Say my name, baby.
Say my name. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I got this.
So yeah, but that, and that's how you're supposed to pimp your game to everybody. That's what I, and I also had this discussion with what's the headset guys? It's not Plantronics. What's the other one that everybody loves?
Samsung?
No, it's a gaming headset, the big one.
Ooh, yeah, I have no.
You guys know who I'm talking about. I think their logo was orange. I had an argument with him about the fact of why he had booth space, and he's like, well, you know, I'm trying to attract the.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about, and I said. This is where this is stupid that you do this, because I said, for one, you're a headset. I said, for two, why get half the money in the room when you can have all of it?
Yep.
There's just as many women in here as there is men, and when they see booth space, we automatically do left turns because we're like, that's not for me. It's not even she's hot. This is where men think our heads go, oh, you think she's hotter than you. No, there is nobody hotter than me when I'm in the room. I don't care. I have that kind of ego. I don't even care that she's in there. But when I see a woman standing there and she's naked, I was like, oh, you didn't do that for me, so I don't need to be over there.
And even me, who, you know, obviously I like women, okay? Even me, if I see a naked woman by a booth, I'm going to be like, oh, okay, apparently that game's not for me. And I'm going to turn around and walk off. Because if you're only marketing it towards men, okay, then you're only going to attract the men, and you're going to miss money from women gamers such as us.
Yeah, that's not even so much my thought, either one of those. My deal is, oh, my God, I'm going to go over there, and there's going to be a whole bunch of guys who are all drooling over this girl, and I'm going to have to wade through them. And,
oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, guys are in a frame of mind where they're like, oh, she's so fucking hot. Any other female that comes up, it could be the you know, what they consider the ugliest female in the world, they're going to get groped. And I'm going to tell you,
you get groped, and then they tell you that you're ugly.
Yeah, they grope you, and they're like, you so ugly. You grope me, I'm going to punch you in the nose.
No kidding, right? Somebody's going, ooh, broken parts. Broken parts.
At least ask permission first. Damn.
That's going to be a shitty kick, and then you're going to get a swift knee to your little bitty wee-wee.
Unless you're Jason Momoa, and then just grope away all over.
Amen.
No, I'm sorry. I got to know, yes. I got to know. If you grope me for just no reason, you are going to, you're going to get hurt.
I've had enough of being groped. I really have. Like, when I go out to a club, I'm not even dressed really scantily. I'm not even like, when I go out dancing with my friends, I literally go out to dance with my friends.
You know what? That is interesting that you say that. The last time we went clubbing, none of us were dressed.
No,
sexy.
We
were not dressed sexy. Now, dancing is a whole other thing. No, actually, we weren't even dancing sexy. We were just being crazy. We were having a good time.
Yes, but we attracted every single guy up in that piece.
Like I said, nobody's hotter in the room than we are. We don't really care. We don't care.
And but, I think it's just because we were having so much fun and we didn't give a damn.
Yeah, I looked up and we had a circle around us. Hi, what's your name? Hey, my song is on. You better move. It's going to get ugly over here in a minute.
Like, Corey out the way. I'm like, Corey, come over here.
Yeah, you don't interrupt me when I'm dancing. It's a song I like. Oh, that's a bad thing. You don't get in my way. You don't touch me. You could dance along with me. Don't touch me.
All of us turned and looked at the guy like, what the fuck are you doing?
No. Oh, hello. We got people over in Twitch, too. Hello there, Augie.
I've had Twitch going, and
I was switching back and forth because we got people in both chat rooms. That's right, nice. Love for y'all.
We do, yes, we do.
Okay, we are starting to run out of time. Anyway, if you have not tweeted, guys, I'm actually going to ask you for a little bit of help.
Mm-hmm.
Once. Hashtag one reason to be tonight, if you can. Get your friends to do it. Say something about women in games. One reason for a woman to be in games. We smell nice. It's nice to smell. Walk by a woman at work and it smells good. Something.
Yeah, and try to lay off the whole sexist thing, okay? Just saying.
I don't care if you lay off of it. Just don't bring it to work. Don't bring it to work. And obviously you can't have conversations privately about it.
Oh, no, I meant professional layoff. Private, you know.
And if you can't do any of that, come into ATB and stand real still so I can run you over.
Yeah,
and then back up and do it again.
They don't got to stand still. I like to chase
you. That's true.
She does like to chase you. Like, she almost ran over that damn motorcycle guy when we were Man, that scared me.
Mm-mm. We don't talk about that on the air.
Ah, that's a story I haven't been around. All right.
I was like, Corey.
You don't just drive in front of me.
Seriously, like, whoever planned this and allowed this to happen, because whoever it was some kind of event or coordinator planner, they took this to somebody at the IGDA, and whoever it was at the IGDA approved this, knew it was going to happen, knew. And to say you didn't, you're a fucking liar, and I hope you know your pants catch on fire and burns your little penis. But these two people should be fired. Whoever the event planner was should never be hired again for this. And whoever okayed this inside the IGDA should be shot from a cannon into the sun.
Now, here, I got another quote from Brenda from earlier, the article we did earlier today, when she was saying she also was a mother. And her daughter's 12, and her daughter started coding at the age of 10. And she said it was a Christmas present from her daughter. She said, Christmas, she got me this book, and inside of it, said something that moved me more than anything she's ever said. She said she just wants to make a video game with me. That's her dream. Make a video game with her mother. And so she said, so E3, please change it so I can go to your place and say I'm proud of where my mommy works and feel that she will be safe there and not gazed upon, is all that Brenda says she's asking. So you guys out there, if you don't get anything else, I know you got little sisters, you got a daughter somewhere, you got a little cousin that can't go to E3 because the girls were hanging with the boobs hanging out. It has nothing to do with who thinks who is hot, and you want them to get out of that frame of mind. We don't think of you that way either.
Seriously, get out of that frame of mind. It has nothing to do with jealousy. It has nothing to do with us being intimidated, because I'll be damned if I won't be intimidated by a pair of boobs. I got my own. Thanks.
Exactly, and I can tell them. See, I'm playing with them right now. Bouncing them.
They're mine.
Right?
Bouncing
right?
them.
I got a handful. I got more than a handful. I don't need to be intimidated
right?
by anyone's boobies.
But this is about, I just want to be able to go to work and mind my own business. And if you can't even understand that, those of you that are straight, let me put it to you in terms that you really don't like. Imagine going to work every day and there was a 280-pound gay man that decided every time you walked in, he was going to grab your junk.
Yep.
Every time you walked
Woo-hoo!
In.
Pictures.
So, and you wouldn't like that, would you? That's how we feel when we go to these events and there's women and everywhere hanging out. Not just the women hanging out, but you all project that onto us. I'm minding
my. And I know a lot of them are going to say, oh, this is after everything. This is just for fun. No, I'm sorry.
No.
This is hosted by a company, IGDA, whatnot.
No, it happens.
This is not fun. This was business.
It happens during is the bad part. It happens during. It happens
yes.
after the event. It happens
mm-hmm.
before the event. It happens when you're minding your own business. You're standing there doing nothing. It does not, it don't even matter. This still happens, and that's what makes it bad. There's little girls that should not be told they can't do something because they're a girl. I tweeted,
mm-hmm.
I Facebooked this yesterday that because I get told all the time, well, girls don't like action movies. Little girls, especially little girls, they like cute stuff. Baby Netflix watches Firestarter every fucking time it comes on TV.
Girl, I love
awesome
me some action
though.
Movies. I love me some action movies.
I do, too. That's all I watch.
Me, too. What the hell?
I'm going to be the girly one here. I like the Disney movies.
Don't get me wrong.
That's different. Disney movies.
I love the Disney movies. I love that. I love comedies. But I love action movies, too.
I'm all
just
about
because. Just because I like one genre of something doesn't mean that I don't like anything else. That's, like, so narrow-minded, so fucking two-dimensional, you know?
Even if I did only like girly movies, I should not be frowned upon. You know what that says? There's something wrong in your head. Whereas
yes.
Mm-hmm. You think there's something wrong with me because I like what I like. There's something wrong.
I like girly movies, too. I like romances. Big fucking deal.
Yeah, you need to
but
be looking.
When it comes to video games, I want to shoot people in the face.
And I like a little romance on the side. I want to save my boyfriend in the game.
Me
I want to save
too.
My Why can't I say
I'm probably going to shoot him in the face just for principle.
Oh, I'm going to shoot him later. I'm going to shoot him later. He's going to
link. How the hell did you get caught? No, we're not having this happen again. Blam!
I can't do that to Alistair. Anyway, that is the end of the show. They only got like a minute or so left. Are you guys doing the news tomorrow before I say it?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, tune in tomorrow to hear the news with Ginger and Corey. And then on Tuesday, we have our Pixinista broadcast, which is we are your favorite pixel fashionistas. We are definitely bitches, and we love it. Okay. And to all of you trolls, thank you so much for the ratings. You have no idea how much we appreciate that. Just remember, don't troll geek girls because we know where you live. All right.
Oh, and he called back, too. Oh, I'm calling
That's
you.
Sorry.
He called back.
I'm going to find you. And I'm about to post. I'm not going to say.
If you like us.
If your number happens to end up with anonymous, all I got to say is I told you so.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, they did. They do listen to us, too. Anyway, okay.
4chan, baby.
That's right. Favorite if you don't, because that's how we roll. Say goodnight, bitches.
Good night, bitches.
Good night, bitches.
Conan, always. This game you play. With your life I play. Racking up them HKs. You can ask Gigi. Trust me, she will say the same thing. The queen and the princess. Always bring that business. Laughing at these haters because they know competition. The queen and the princess. Always bring that business. Y'all should feel honored because greatness you just witnessed.
Light 'em up. Go ahead, Charlie, do your thing.
Light 'em up.
Go ahead, Charlie, do your thing.
Light 'em up.
Go ahead, Charlie, do your thing.
Light 'em up.
Go ahead, Charlie, do your thing.
Light 'em up.
Go ahead, Charlie, do your thing.
Light 'em up.
Go ahead, Charlie, do your thing.
Light 'em up.
Troll, lol, lol. You about to get trolled.
Mm-hmm.